teachers are still right. The songs, the scars, the light. I'll catch up with you another time when our paths cross again.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Deputy Speaker of the People's Consultative Assembly, Lestari Murbijat, emphasized the powerful synergy between youth and women's movement in shaping national morality and driving development. She said October holds a special meaning as a historical moment marking the birth of two major national movements, the Youth Pledge and the Women's Congress, initiated by the Indonesian Women's Congress in 1928. Indonesia's Deputy Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs, Neza Patria, called on Southeast Asian nations on Thursday to strengthen regional cooperation in cybersecurity to maintain stability amid growing digital risk. This was stated in the roundtable in Jakarta. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Jadi satu belah hati aku. Aku mau maju tapi tinggal tunggu waktu.
Kasih aba-aba kalau udah siap. Ku coba melihat tapi masih gelap. Kamu paling baik, kamu paling, kamu paling baik.
Yeah, aku mau tes. Dia mau toko atau mau cash. But you know that I'm the best. Udah pintar ku gak usah les. Dia suka batu hitam ku cara kemoku. Kalau kurang asik kita putar lagu. Lagu siapa ya, lagu aku. Kalau duet ya sama kamu. Ku merasakan apa yang kau rasakan. Tanpa ragu ku bilang kamu yang paling paham aku. Dua jadi satu, belah hati aku. Aku mau maju tapi tinggal tunggu waktu.
Kau merasakan apa yang kau rasakan. Tanpa ragu ku bilang kamu yang paling paham aku. Dua jadi satu, belah hati aku. Aku mau maju tapi tinggal tunggu waktu.
tanya aku punya plan. Dia tahu kalau I'm the man. Kamu Tinker Bell, aku Peter Pan. Tapi ini nyata, no bukan cerpen. Ini bukan cerpen, she's still a 10. Ini mau mana, dollar atau yen. Angkat topper, kita pergi cerpen. I'll give you the best that I can.
Cuma mau jadi jalan tengah, betul apa yang gak bisa. Ajak kamu ke angkasa. Go to the moon, kita berdansa. Aku is your best. Kamu yang the best. Tetap memaku. Kau rasakan apa yang kau rasakan. Sampai aku ku bilang kamu yang paling dalam aku. Sudah jadi satu dalam hati aku. Aku mau maju tapi tinggal tunggu waktu.
Is one of the legendary solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as kempol plated, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Some call as kempol plated is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make es kempol plated, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call kempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, kempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Plated is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol plated is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tapi. For one bowl of es kempol plated, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Dear listeners, now you're listening on the 10 o'clock session with us on the morning session of Indonesia Today. After this, I'll be playing you a song from Indonesia diva, Raisa, featuring Barsena Bestandi with the title Awal Kisah Selamanya. Of course, dear listeners, don't forget to connect with us through our social media, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, and TikTok, VOI_official. And you can also contact us on our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, and our WhatsApp is 62821-2381-2130.
Kemana saya
cari lagi yang tak pasti. Karena selama yang kau butuhkan ada di sini. Cuma aku paling tahu hari ini kita mulai awal dari kisah selamanya.
If you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala Village is a fish center. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as well as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked.
The cleaning process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal cholo cholo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Thank you.
Rupat Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Rupat Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Rupat Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Rupat Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Rupat Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Rupat Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupat Island, there are no courses besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupat Island, you have to cross by boat known as Roro Ship or Roland Roloff. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupiah per car and 6,500 rupiah per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Rupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, beheading boat races, and many more.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Selat Ransang Beach, located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selat Ransang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selat Ransang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots with over undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. Selat Ransang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Ransang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
Jogja, kita berlari bersama. Walau ini hanya sandiwara, kau pegang erat tangan, ku pegang erat tanganmu. Walau ini hanya adegan saja, cinta lebih kuat dari kita. Walau semusim tanpa kata, ku tak tahu mulai dari mana. Kau ingin katakan dan ku ingin katakan mungkin di lain waktu dan kesempatan. Lupakanlah hari ini, esok hari nanti. Ku jatuh cinta tiap hari bersamamu. Rambut pendek indahmu, senyumannya membuat aku rindu. Kita berdua tahu seharusnya aku lelakimu. Lebih kuat dari kita, walau semusim tanpa kata. Ku tak tahu mulai dari mana. Ku ingin katakan, kau ingin katakan mungkin di lain waktu dan kesempatan. Lupakanlah hari ini, esok hari ingat lagi. Ku jatuh cinta tiap hari bersamamu. Kamu pendek hidamu, senyuman yang membuat aku rindu. Kita berdua tahu seharusnya
getar hati ini. hati kau untukku. Nyatakanlah kepadaku janji indah yang ku tunggu. Semua kini tak bersinar lagi.
A plant which is easy to grow and it can be found everywhere in Indonesia. Many Indonesian people use bamboo for daily activity, beginning for cooking ware, weapon to fighting colonizers until traditional instruments. Especially for Indonesian traditional instrument, bamboo can produce different tone according to its shape. West Java is one of regions in Indonesia which has abundant bamboo plant. The most popular instrument from bamboo in the world is angklung. There is another unique instrument from West Java which is made from bamboo, namely karinding. Karinding actually has been existing in West Java and used by people since before Christ. The development of Indonesian music industry, which is so fast, makes karinding instrument just drown. One of West Java's artists is often called Abah Olot to get message from his ancestors to preserve and introduce karinding.
Tahun 2004, abang makan karinding warisan dari orang tua.
In 2004, Abah developed karinding, heritage of parents. Abah must preserve it because message from parents in order karinding arts is not extinct. Abah kept learning to make it be shared and be sold. Then the instrument is spread to all regions, especially in West Java.
Thank you.
which was presented by young people of Bandung, namely Karinding Attack. Karinding is wind instrument, even though the way to play it, it's not fully to be blown like flute. Karinding is placed on lips, then it is played on the tap one. Then it is tapped on the right to produce a sound resonance. There are some regions in West Java which makes Karinding, such as in Citanyang, Pasimukti, Tasikmalaya, Lewa Malangbong, Garut, and Cikalong Kulon Cianjur, which is made from palm nidra. In Limbangan and Cililin, Karinding is made from bamboo and played by women. Karinding is shaped like picker, in order it is easy to be inserted in the hair bun. While Karinding, which is made from nidrit, is usually played by men. Its shape is shorter in order to be able to be tucked in a cigarette case. According to Abha Olof, the main material of Karinding is fiber of palm tree. In the modern era, the main material is rare.
Ranting aren. Aren orang Sunda bilang dari dahan pawung. Nah, sekarang
in the past it was made from palm midrib. Sundanese people call it kawung. Now Abah makes it from bamboo, because if Abah makes it from kawung, Karinding will be extinct, because it is difficult to find palm midrib. Its raw material is difficult to be made. To dry, it takes a long time. If it is made from bamboo, it is easy. There are many bamboos. It is fast to be dried. A year, it can be made. The palm midrib takes 2 until 3 years.
Cara jemurnya juga lama. Itu kalau bambu mudah, bambu banyak, jemurnya cepat kering, setahun tidak bisa dibikin. Kalau aren setahun lebih sampai 2 tahun, 3 tahun baru bisa dibikin.
Since that time, Karinding has been known by West Java people, especially in Bandung. Asep Nakut says that Karinding has been known in Bandung since 1982. Eccentric artist from Bandung, Hari Rusli, introduced Karinding through his music.
Di kota Bandung, barangkali sepengetahuan saya itu mulai adanya eksplorasi memanfaatkan seni Karinding ke dalam orkes simfoni itu barangkali didahului oleh
In Bandung City, Karinding art began to be explored in symphony orchestra, which was initiated by Hari Rusli around 1982. Then there was a gap. Finally, it appeared again around 2006-2007. Now it is produced massively in Bandung and surrounding areas.
Muncul lagi sudah dengan triggernya karat. Kira-kira tak mulai tahun 2006, 2007 sampai kemarilah gitu, mulai lagi menjadi masif di kota Bandung dan sekitarnya.
Astaghfirullah. Collector, I serve. Tasikmalaya Raya Nyawa.
You have just listened to Karening Rhythm entitled Low by Stikfar and song by Karening Attack. Karening is usually played solo or group, which consists of 2 until 5 players. One of them is arranger of the tune or rhythm. In the past in Chiawi, Karening was played together with takokak, or instrument which looks like leaf. Conventionally, according to Abaolot, there are 4 types of tune in playing Karening, namely, tonggeret, kumundangan, periogan, and iring-iringan. Karening can be collaborated with various genres of modern music. It is one of ways of Karening's Bandung artists to preserve traditional music.
Bisa untuk mengiringi musik apapun atau berkolaborasi dengan jenis musik apapun, gitu. Asal tune atau nada-nadanya dikompromikan. Jadi saya selama ini saya nggak seneng kalau ada bilang Karening tidak bernada. Sebenarnya bukan tidak bernada. Nenek moyang kita itu kan sendiri-sendiri.
It can accompany any kinds of music if the tones are compromised. I'm unhappy if anyone says that Karening does not have tone. Actually, it is not tone. In the past, our ancestors made it individually and there was no agreement about the sound. So Karening has tone, but the name of the tones is not identified. As identification of the nation, we have to preserve the traditional arts. We have to keep it. So young people must be aware that we are Sundanese who have to preserve our instrument.
Nah, kita harus menjaga, yaitu menjaga itu melestarikan. Makanya buat untuk anak-anak muda sekarang dan selanjutnya tuh harus menyadari bahwa kita ini orang Sunda, harus melestarikan alat keseniannya sendiri.
Karening was made by the ancestors to ward off the past in the past. Because of that, the tones in Karening instrument did not give a name. After a long time, finally Karening is played as instrument to entertain farmers who are waiting their land. Today, Karening begins to be popular in modern music such as rock, blues, and pop. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of traditional instrument from West Java called Karening.
VOA listeners, you are still listening to our broadcast on the morning session of Indonesia Today with me, Yunika, as your host here. And of course, I'm very happy to have you here. And recently, there's a trend building up in Indonesia. And I've mentioned before about hip-hop, right? Hip-hop dangdut. But recently, TikTok also became the platform where a lot of other genres became really famous. One of them is songs from the east of Indonesia, right? And it's including places like NTT and also Papua and even Maluku. And there's a lot more that I cannot, you know, I did not mention, but of course not to forget, still in our heart anyway, because for me, I came from East Nusa Tenggara or Nusa Tenggara Timur, NTT. So I have a special place in my heart for East or Timur songs. That's what we call it here. One of them, really famous, entitled Tabula Bale.
Suka dulu aja rambut kepan gua sekarang.
jangan terlalu pasang gaya dan menggagal. Kakak jadi jatuh, kakak tak boleh balik. Ia ada menaik, semakin menyala. Kakak hati susah, ada bikin kakak mete. Tidur malam bola balik, sejak kakak lihat ada Tuhan ampunnya.
Jadi salting sampai mood berubah. Semangat tiba-tiba gara-gara ada nona. Ini bidadari timur, siapa yang punya? Kakaklah cakap ku nama. Barang itu tak pakai lama, langsung tanya di kuku mama. Ternyata ada nona kuku nama Maimuna. Maimuna lucunya, kakak harap bisa seturunya. Kalau terima satu cinta, kakak janji kita langsung nikah.
Going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market. The traditional market, which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi, is located at Alas Malang Village, Singo Jurusap District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as geseng bangsong. Geseng bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singo Latren Village, Singo Juru Sub District. The Siang Nang Song is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking the Siang Nang Song. Besides wadung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked